coming back here at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in as we talk our way through the in this hour, we like to dive deep and go into the topics that we pick on a deeper level so that you can reach a higher level of understanding how all the components of your home work. And we're on the topic this month in particular, all month long, about air conditioning and how critical that is for our comfort here in the great state of Arizona, particularly below the Mogollon Rim on the desert floor. And we're here with the experts from Tucson Temperature Control, Tony Bohard, the owner, as well as Philip Melillo, the service manager. Thank you guys for taking time out of your Saturday morning, coming in and visit with us. We were talking about all the different levels of filtration, and we were just finishing the conversation with the electronic filtration. Do y'all do much of the light filtration?
We do a lot of the scrubber. We don't do too much of just UV lighting because it doesn't do much but keep the coil clean. But for filtration, we do a lot of the Active Tech scrubber.
And that light filtration has some tricky components to it, doesn't it?
It does. It's a carbon base honeycomb with the UV light going through it.
And you're not wanting that light inactive among your air handling cabinet and all that, right?
No, it'll actually do damage to wiring and stuff like that.
It sunburns the inside of your unit.
Exactly. It's UV light. You just want it basically to hit the coil.
Okay. So what is that light doing to the coil?
It's cleaning it just like the sunlight would do, getting rid of any mold, stench, anything of that nature.
What's the temperature of that bulb?
You know, that's a good question.
I just wonder. I mean, it's not creating a lot of heat inside your air conditioning cabinet, is it?
It's not hot at all because I've actually worked on them with it open. I don't know the exact temperature, but I've definitely would say it's not hot because I've been close to them.
And at that point that you're using the light, the ultraviolet, are you reaching the maximum level of cleanliness that you can get? I mean, someone super sensitive to the outdoor environment here in Arizona seasonally, how would you get their inside house absolutely as clean as possible as it relates to the air conditioning system?
So I just built a home, and what I did, obviously, no limits for me. I did the UV light, the scrubber, as well as a pure air. So I did both on my system and a humidifier to bring some moisture in and some fresh air to bring some fresh air into the house.
And so a humidifier, because the way air conditioning works is we're taking all the moisture that's available in the air and taking it out. It condenses and then it runs out. By the way, folks, if your condensate line isn't dripping right now, you've got a problem. You've got a problem coming
up.
If your air conditioning has been running and there isn't a wet spot underneath your condensate pipe, you've got a big problem right around the road. So you want to make sure you're getting a good amount of water. I know at my house, it's not a big house. We're well under 3,000 feet, but I've got a 4 to 3 ton unit. And I generate, in the middle of monsoon, I generate almost 15 gallons of water a day.
A day.
Can I add a quick one on that one? If you have drain lines that are coming out of a second story house and it's dripping from the one upstairs, you have a problem as well.
Talk about that a little bit. You've got the primary drain and then you've got the
Secondary. That's like the emergency overflow. When water is not draining correctly out of the system, it will usually flow into a secondary pan underneath the system. That's just made of metal. And if it's been doing that for quite some time, it very well could be rusted. You could have a hole, and within a few days, a few weeks, it could leak right through.
And I want the listeners to picture this horizontal air handler. We call it horizontal because it's built that way, and we stuff it up in the attic. And then we put this big pan underneath it that is a emergency catch basin.
Right.
Just a big pan.
If the main drain plugs up, then the pan will catch the overflow. And that's why they put it high. So when you walk by, you actually see water dripping and assume there's something wrong.
Yeah.
So that's why that drain is put higher than a standard drain.
And it requires service, folks. It's not anything you could ignore. Think about this. You're a galvanized pan living up in an attic. There's some amount of natural airflow through there. You're getting the lint. You're getting the residue of the insulation that's up there and the little bit of dust particles that make their way through the attic. And then there's a little bit of moisture. So what is that, all that lint drawn to? The moisture. And then it's on a slant and it goes to a little pipe and all those little lint balls make their way to the drain pipe. And it isn't unusual after some amount of time that then you've got those plugged, and then then the water only has one place to go.
And you got your own ecosystem growing at the same time.
Right. You got the bacteria on the coil.
Yeah. And you know, that's something I want to talk about when we get back. Just what y'all's philosophy is on duct cleaning, duct sealing. How often should it be done? I know a lot of services out there that try to book duct cleaning twice a year. I have a very strong opinion about that in particular. We'll cover that when we get back. We're here broadcasting on the topic of air conditioning with temperature control. We've got the owner, Mr. Tony Bohard. Tony, again, congratulations on your long success at the company. Been there.
Thank you.
Y'all been there since the 80s, huh?
Yeah, 82. Yeah.
That's a lot of air conditioning units.
It's a lot of units, and it just keeps growing.
And Philip Melillo, the service manager, appreciate you coming in, talking, and lending your technical advice and what you're seeing out there every particular day at any one of the particular homes. So when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about the filtration and the air quality that the ducts can present, particularly down here in Tucson when we're dealing with a home that was built 50, 60, 70. We were only putting evap coolers on then. And we've slapped a lot of air conditioning units on those duct systems. And let's talk duct integrity when we get back.